forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated. Solis Roofing Contractors is a specialist in the repair, installation, or replacement of metal roofing, asphalt shingles, flat foam, or single-ply roofing. Solis Roofing Contractors Incorporated, licensed and insured, serving the Treasure Coast and South Florida since 1994 in commercial and residential roofing services. Located in Port St. Lucie, Solis Roofing Contractors is available at 772-336-1633.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
I love you, Lord, with all my heart. We continue in our Mega Grace series. Today we're looking at the subject, Abounding in Grace. Abounding in Grace. I want you to go with me to Romans chapter 5. Before we expound on Romans chapter 5 and verse 20, let me make a couple or few statements. First of all, one of the goals of this entire series is to bring the whole message of grace into what I believe is the right and proper perspective. Thank you for, I heard one amen, or and that was a whisper. Anyway, let me start by saying many today in the body of Christ and probably here among us this morning, our understanding of grace or what we have been taught about the age of grace is not accurate. I'll say it again. Most likely here and all over the globe, what many have been taught concerning the age of grace is not altogether accurate. All right. Many today believe, now stay with me. I don't want to lose you on this second line, the second statement, but many believe today in the body of Christ, and you may have this belief as well, but I want to help you along your way with what you believe. But many believe that grace covers sin. I got some ooms. I'm on a mission to bring in accuracy to your understanding of the age of grace. Many believe that grace covers sin. In other words, they're thinking about grace is basically they view grace as unmerited favor that makes it possible for God to overlook or to forgive or to tolerate sin. There's a little awakening here now. their view of grace is basically an unmerited favor from God that makes it possible for God to overlook sin or to tolerate sin. That's what they think about grace. Okay? Many are taught to expect to sin. I sin, you sin, we all sin, expect to sin. So their mindset or the attitude about sin is, well, everybody's doing it. I'm going to shoot between the eyes some religious spirits, some religious demons. Now, many are taught to expect to sin. Now, I'm not finished, but that God's grace is sufficient for their sin. There are a lot of inaccuracies in what I said. Now, there is some truth. Now, I'm going to balance it out so that you understand. But let's look at Romans chapter 5 and verse number 20. Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound. But where sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Now, we all are probably familiar with that verse of Scripture. Where sin, you know, people say that all the time. Where sin abound, grace much more abound. Now, depending on how they view that and what they're talking about, you know, because a lot of times people are sinning, but they're saying grace is abounding. Bob, wrong answer. That's inaccurate. Now, to the statements that I said earlier, and let me just say there's some truth to this. So don't shut me down before I get started here. There's some truth to it. There's some truth to, you know, God's mercy and you know, that you inevitably will fall or miss the mark at some point, which is sin. Sin is not going back to the tavern necessarily, or fornication. And sin is when you miss the mark. That's what it means to miss the mark. So it is inevitable. So there's some truth there in that sense. But what I'm talking about here has, when we talk about that, that has nothing to do with grace. So we want to really hone in and focus on what God's grace is. I want to make a declaration to you this morning emphatically that God still hates sin. Quiet on the east side over there. Quiet on the west side. All the grace that he gives to us, God still hates sin. He hates it. He says, I am God and I change not. He's always hated sin. Now, To start to bring some perspective to the whole age of grace message, God didn't save mankind so he could sin and get away with it. That's not what grace is. It's for, you know, I got grace, so I can just sin all I want and just get away with it. That is not grace. Okay? So again, we're gonna hone in and ratchet up on a more focused understanding of what grace really is, so that many can really start to live in victory. Okay? Now, God actually saved us that we would come out of sin. In other words, our salvation was the point where we got delivered from the power of darkness. In other words, you came out of something. He didn't save us so that we could be saved and sin. You know, just, okay, you saved, so you can do just whatever you want. I'm a child of God, so I do whatever I want. No, that's not grace. That's not grace. What God actually did at your salvation, the moment that he saved you, even though maybe everything didn't save, it didn't change. He gave you an ability to conquer sin. Anyone that is saved, that has the Spirit of God on the inside, you have an ability. See, remember, grace is ability. It's God's ability. It's not God just putting up with stuff now. It's God's ability. And when you were born again, God gave you an ability to conquer sin. Not by your own strength or your own power, but by his power, his grace. So his grace is not just covering. His grace gives us power to conquer. Look at Romans chapter 6 and verse 14. It says this, for sin shall not have dominion over you. For you're not under the law, but under grace. Wow. Therefore, sin will have no dominion over you. For you are not under law, but under grace. See, under law, no one could live up to the law. Because God didn't give the ability. He didn't give the grace. It was just law. But when grace and truth came, Jesus imparted to us grace to live up to the truth. Therefore, we don't have to sacrifice every year. He was the sacrifice. And if he's living on the inside of you, then he gives you the grace or the ability to conquer sin. In other words, sin will have no more dominion over you. In other words, we can get rid of the can't help it. Somebody shout amen. Amen. I just can't help it. Yeah, you can't help it. If you would allow the grace of God, if you would allow his divine ability inside of you, sin would have no dominion over you. As a matter of fact, we need to question some things, because if sin still has dominion over you, then you have to question, really, and I'm not being critical or judgmental. This is you, between you and God. Then you need to take an inventory and find out, has my nature been changed? if you're like me, you've seen a lot of things. I've seen a lot of people speak in tongue till the cows come home, you know, do all kind of stuff. And yet, you know, without being judgmental of them, because they stand or fall before God, but you, their life does not align itself with a godly life. Amen. There are forms of godliness. There's all kind of deception in that. So if sin continues to have dominion over a person, they need to question whether their nature has truly been changed and not live in deception. Because if your nature has truly been changed, then God has given you the ability to conquer sin. As a matter of fact, you don't even like sin. If you fall to it, you don't like it. Because it doesn't sit well with you. I'm gonna show you a great deception of sin, because you hear people say often, "Well, you know, sin is pleasurable." I'm gonna show you something. You ain't gonna be saying that no more. Say this with me: sin lost its dominion over me when I got saved. You see, what happens at the new birth, when you are born again, your dependence on your own strength is canceled out. You're no longer dependent on your own strength. Now you're dependent upon God's grace. In other words, you're no longer under the law. You're now under the law. You're not under the law of sin and death. You're now under the law of grace, or the law of the Spirit of life. And now you have another strength or another life to derive your life or your strength from. Does that make sense to you? In other words, when you were born again, you entered into a realm of grace. That realm of grace relies upon God's strength. Even in our daily walk, in our ministry, in our work, many fall prey to this. They start out in God's grace, but then they say, "Lord, I got it from here." And then eventually you mess it up and it becomes unfruitful. It becomes hard. You want to give up on it. You question, did God call me to this? You know, I don't think this is God. Why? Because you took it over in your own strength. Many times, with grace, there are many times you must wait upon God. A typical story, Abraham and Sarah. God gave them a promise. Sarah laughed at it initially, but after God left their presence, months later, years later, they said, "Listen, God gave us this promise, but, you know, we need to do something about it. I ain't never had no children. I ain't gonna have no children. So I tell you what, go into Hagar." They was trying to figure out how to come to pass what God promised them. You know how you make what God promised you to come to pass? Wait on Him. Wait till God brings it to pass.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in part 7 of Mega Grace, Abounding in Grace. Oftentimes, grace is misconstrued as a free pass to sin. Grace is freedom from sin. Actually, God saved us so we would come out of sin. Do not allow yourselves to be deceived, because God hates sin. Romans 5:20 states, "Moreover, the law entered that the offense might abound, but where sin abounded, grace did much more abound." God gave us the ability to conquer sin. Therefore, sin will not have dominion over you. We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS. Or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Good news and shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The good news and shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City. Shoes.